It is 2007 and I'm 24 years old. I'm not small, although not really large either. About 5'7", with a crooked nose, boobs that give me backache and feet that flap. I'm a bit lost, for no reason I understand. I've been single most of my life. I eat and smoke when I'm nervous, and I'm nervous a lot. My parents are psychologists. I have a sister and two brothers, all very successful. I'm from England and I'm an art history graduate who doesn't know that monkeys can make jokes or be depressed. I don't know what a puma looks like. Gringa, aquí! We've been rumbling along in a rickety bus for I don't know how long. 5 hours, perhaps? I rub my sleeve against the cracked window and peer through a streak in the condensation. I see only jungle. En serio? I can't keep the fear out of my voice. Sí, el parque. The woman next to me hauls her child off my lap, and a man, already climbing over the rows of seats, over the other squashed passengers, chickens, babies, some kind of exotic bird, and sacks of rice, lays claim to my precious inches of space. Then I'm standing by myself, on an empty, straight road, in the middle of the Bolivian Amazon, watching the bus lights fade. There's a soft haze that makes the thin, broken tarmac float like water. Tall grasses and trees, green, purple, orange, and gold, overhang the banks. There are leaves of every shade until everything seems to melt into a looming vastness. It smells hot, as if the air is too tight, and I struggle to breathe. The sky is blue, but the edges are already turning reddish gold. It'll be night soon. From inside the bus, I thought there would be a resounding silence out here, but I was wrong. The jungle hums, speaking no language I've heard before. I slap at a mosquito on my neck, and my hand comes back bloody. Another buzzes around my ear. I wave my arms, whimpering, spinning on the spot. The jungle is everywhere, and as I turn and see a monkey sitting on a signpost, I leap back with a yelp. He's the size of a small child, hunched with thick ginger fur. The signpost clearly says, "No monkeys on the road," in bright red letters. He just stares at me. "Yeah, so, what are you going to do about it?" I'm not going to do anything. It's about to get dark, and I'm on my own in the jungle. I feel faint. Then I hear something else over the jungle hum. It's a terrible rumbling, and a huge black pig suddenly catapults out of the undergrowth. She raises her head, a red bra clasped between her teeth, and locks eyes with me.